This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suffered his worst electoral setback with his ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, losing control of the capital and seemingly set to lose Istanbul following this past Sunday's local elections. In Istanbul, posters that were put up around the city early Monday celebrated the victory of AKP mayoral candidate Binali Yildirim. However, the candidate of the opposition Republican People's Party, or CHP, has the votes and is claiming the win in Istanbul, albeit with a thin margin of victory. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
And fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. each year. The majority of Democrats on a House of Representatives committee are moving this week to subpoena the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and five former White House officials. The House Judiciary Committee has called for full disclosure by Tuesday of the nearly 400-page report and its underlying evidence. Attorney General William Barr said last week that he would release the report by mid-April, if not sooner, after confidential material had